is nadiche, is nadiche Shabbos, is nadiche Kippur, is nadiche Kippur Yom Tov. So, Sami Meili says that even after the Shubi Rabbi, so if he's Bechel, so he's mutar to be Mali child. But if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. And if it is on Shabbos, then he's also, then he's either a Nisa of Chil Shabbat, because it's not Nila Bishmano. But one thing is sure, that Shin Absoim Hashem does not mean there is no Zakon. You know the story, the joke? A certain person wanted to test himself, whether he's a Chochem, whether he's a very intelligent person, or he's a fool, because people used to criticize him that he's not very intelligent. So he said, I have a simple test. I'll jump down from the roof. I'll jump down from the roof. And then I'll see if I get hurt. So it's a raya that I'm a Chochem. But if I don't get hurt, then to be a raya and a fool. I'm not in trouble. So he went after the roof and he jumped down and he came, fell down, bruised and wounded and so on. He had to take a nap. He said, you're a body in your the rest of all. So, Shein of Soim Hashem does not mean that it's no sakone. It's only a header. Now, in regard to smoking, that today if somebody smokes, so you cannot say Doshu Berhadi, even though it's not a real sausage, it's a Shosher Feige, but it's not Doshu Berhadi, even though we find even today Rabboni who still smoke, Rabboni in Shibibachar, who still smoke, so because the number of smokers is Pirchis Veilich. If it's Pirchis Veilich, then it's not Shaykh to say Doshu Berhadi. Doshu Berhadi means people do it, let's say, taking it like so in an army, there is a Shosher Chayk of Sakon. Every day you read the newspaper of the drinkers. So still, what heter is there to take it right? What heter do I have to take it right? From Chicago to New York every week, what heter do I have? Shim Tzayim Hashem. And I can say, the Bitra says it's only a heter, but it doesn't eliminate the Shosher Chayk of Sakon. Because if you are going to fly, this can be avoided. So the question arises, what are you able to do? I'll go by train, there's a heter Sakon. You go what? And you can go from Chicago to New York by boat. From Boston to New York, you can go by boat. But by train, by bus, so there was a time when I went by train from Chicago to New York, you know, 27 years ago. I was still afraid, I'm a coward, you know. So I was still afraid to go by train. But then, for the last 25 years, I have no fear, even though sometimes it's very turbulent. You know, how does the pilot call it? Fresh air, how we call that, how we call it. So I'm never afraid. And to go by car is the biggest sakon, much bigger than go by plane. To drive by car is the biggest sakon. So you'll sit home, and the biggest sakon is you'll sit home. A person might come in and kill you too. So the answer is, you can't say Shein Absoim. I mean, that you have to worry about Shosher Chayk if there is an alternative. But in modern life, there is no alternative. The only sure way of not exposing yourself to Sakon is not to live in the cemetery. There is no Shoshim Svakot, not for a person to organize a letter. Then the reason for how a terrorist killed several times Jews and the Harazes, but for the nation themselves there is no Svakot. But living today in modern life, it's very hard to apply the halacha of Shimon Tzayim Hashem. But in the doubt is lowly, so you can't say Dosh HaKarabi, because the minyan, the number of smokers, is Pirkei Avot. And somebody told me that he heard from Kamesh, one more from Israel. Kamesh at one time was Matthew smoking because of Dosh HaKarabi. So that was many years ago. So then somebody, certain rov in Israel, has tradition. But all the doctors say they have so many cases of cancer of the lungs because of smoking. So Rabbi said, you have nicht gewusst, as may as the tailing, so in other words, he didn't know the actual, you know, when you pass on Shaila, you have to know the actual facts, you know, of the reality. And I suppose that no one told Ramesha, so that's why he passed. But he said, now that he found out the actual facts, so it is certainly Yosef. And if one smokes, so he's either on the love of Hisham Alokho, Ushmanav Shechomet. And I remember years ago that certain Rabboni and Yontes, they used to walk out in the middle of Davni, Rabboni, in the middle of Davni, real Rabboni, not modern rabbi, in the middle of Pesach Torah, and Farecha Ma Sigaretla. So I said to them both, so Shailek, that was years ago, you know, when doctors didn't warn about smoking. Say, Ashay, let's see, I'm next to the Zunti Fecha, or the Zontes, does he shovel for Nefesh? So it's a valid shovel for Nefesh. You can't say, functioner from Tenegem in Roche, Ebrachlonis, Parecha, Pekale from Cigarette, before the Roche. No, it's addiction, like drug addiction, the same thing. Like drug addiction, if you smoke, like drinking, it's an addiction. Anyway, today there is certainly a nisa to smoke, and Yom Tov will be mefor. Yom Tov, it's not Shavu HaNefesh. Why is Shavu HaNefesh? Most normal human beings don't smoke.
As far as the steering of Baal HaMor, between the Baal HaMor going to the Sfina 3 days before Shabbos and doing Mila for if the water spills.
Yeah.
So the Baal HaMor says you're not
so
allowed
to... So that
is steer. Steer.
On one hand, the Baal HaMor explains the price in Shabbos in Masrin Bissinu Parash, Mishlish Yom Kibna Shabbos, because he puts himself in a situation where he'll have to do a whole Shabbos.
But for Tzarek Mitzvah, he says you won't be allowed.
On the other hand,
for Mila, he says
in the case of Ayuri Yuki, the Shtab HaChamime, so the Mogenera was not in Shabbos, so in other words, there was a Bisman Chazal when they didn't have antiseptics. So they used to give it back to the clinic before the Mila and after the Mila. The bath was the substitute for antiseptics. Today, when we have antiseptics, you don't have to give it back. But the Zman Chazal, that was the substitute for an antiseptic. So there was a young kid that is tapach mime. The water, the hot water, was spilled out. So there is a machlekes rishon, which hot water? Whether the hot water of Kedem HaMileh or the hot water of Lacham, that doesn't mean that the hot water of the bath requires Lishmo. In other words, you have to dedicate this Kele has to be used. It means according to Samashi and the Rambam, according to the Rambam. So it means how we use the Kiddush Tavach Pnei, means the Dechmime of Kedem, of the Dechmime was Ishtamech before the teenage took it back. So Melech, so the Rabbi said, Neichem Le'ad Adimi, in other words, because Yildes called Zion, is in Umbot Zrichal, as it did of Chedesh Yibis Akonim. So Melech, you are allowed, even Yisrael is allowed, to boil water for the mother, let's say the mother has to drink. So Melech, you can be Mavu Mishu, instead of putting in the kettle 5 cups, you put in 20 cups, so there'll be enough water to give a bath to the tinnik. So the Ramban says, Harunim Kiddush Tavach Pnei means that the chmime, that all the chmime was spilled out, all the chmime before the people or the layer had an opportunity to give a bath before the melee. So the melee only of the ime, but to pour the water, I mean to boil water in order to be among the child, that's machshirim she'efsha la'seis on Erev Shabbos, so it's not deiches ha'Shabbos. And the fact that accidentally it was spilled doesn't mean it, doesn't make it into Yefsha la'seis on Erev Shabbos. Some of it's not Erev Shabbos. But the Ramban says, suppose the chmime was spilled after the tinnik to the bath, so then we are married, and then there'll be Pidach Nefesh. The Ramo Yisrael, so the Kasha that the Sheni Lesh against the Baramoya, he says, nearly certainly Bar Mitzvah. Is it Bar Mitzvah that is Dere Shabbos? All right, Machshirim Sheslas is a Dere Shabbos, is a Dere Shabbos, but it's a big Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah that in regard to the meal itself in the Shabbos. And there the price says, Nizdamaloi Nisio Shal Mitzvah is Maslimin in Erev Shabbos. And here he asks us. So I said, that's really the Asodia of the Balaam, of the Mohammeds and the Ramban and the Balaamoya. So I said, the Chofetz Chaim, in Sefer Machne Yisrael, which are Ahuche, is a wonderful Sefer to be used in America, except that the names have to be changed. But it's a wonderful Sefer, a wonderful Sefer. I mean, even General Powell would be impressed with the patriotism of the Chofetz Chaim. And he wrote it in respect to the Tsar. Everybody knows he was not such a native Israel. Has come to the United States, and it wasn't translated into English. I don't know. The article translates all kinds of stories. And Misha Feinstein's Tshuvas in English. It's necessary to translate from Misha Feinstein's Tshuvas in English. But this is an important thing. And that the article did not translate. I can't understand. Where is their common sense? But anyway, so the Chofetz Chaim has a shayla there. What will be the halacha if the commander asks the soldiers that for volunteers to walk, let's say, Yeseh Amidimu Pasois, which according to the Rambam involves a lot of the rice, and anybody who volunteers Friday night to walk that distance will be exempt from the regular work, you know, in the kitchen, in the office, writing and so on. So, is one a Jewish soldier allowed to volunteer? Because there is a law of a color called chil, upo she'erichot. So if we can restore her condition by giving a soup of streusel, which is only come to India. We're not allowed to give anything a monkish. So here too, maybe he's allowed and maybe it's really weird to volunteer. Or we say, after all, right now the captain doesn't force anybody, any soldier, to walk. But tomorrow morning he'll force the three soldiers to cook, to light, to do all kinds of glories. So right now there's no tree. And they're in enemy sausage. And he says, if it's Torah sneaking, a person is, so then it's only in the problem. So you should make it. But if it's Jason, the person is, according to the Rambam, it involves a lot of relationship. Amen. So you shouldn't volunteer. I think that this is told, that the machlokes between the Balamoya and Rambam. This Balamoya here by Ahiyinu Kedishtat Chachmime is not moderate because the Balamoya does not oscillate because you are not allowed to put yourself into a situation of fear. But here is Moke Mitzvah. Samachenu say, according to Balamoya, you are only allowed to put yourself three of the Gach Nefesh before Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself not allowed. Why shouldn't it make a difference? But here the Balamoya Shittin is like the alternatives in the Chofetz Chaim's Fakirin, that one is not allowed to volunteer to walk in some Gimu Parsoyings Friday night in order to avoid doing the Lantes Moach Shabbos Moach. Why? Because right now there is no anus and walking these animal pastures and the Raham anus. So this Ramban Shiti. So the Ramban says that we can demal the child. The Balamoya Shiti is no. That since he knows the bill, that he has to do one of three sort of, either he'll volunteer to walk Yisam Yom Pasoyes, or he'll do Shabbos morning cooking on this lot. Of course, when you compare the avele of being mivate, the mitzvah smilei, as against Chil Shabbos, so what is more common? Lochem Shabbos than Bitu Mitzvah Smilei. So Mele, on the basis of Akala called Chilo, the Mitzvah Smilei is Nitches because of Akala called Chilo. Yes, I can bring anything. Yes.
Just going back to the Gimel Nashem Mishamshah Bimo. So I once heard...
I once heard
the name of a Rav that he was Matir, someone who's going to be Osek the Talmud Torah in the early years of his marriage, for his wife to use a moch. Where would that come from?
I don't know. I don't think that this is such a Shasa times. Who says that he has to learn the Kolam? 10 years, he'll learn the Kolam only 5 years.
But is there room? According to Achiezer, it doesn't have to be a sakana, right?
No, it doesn't have to be a sakana.
Could it be a mamu?
So what's
Derek Olam,
the
Yeshiva Shabbat? Normal people. American society is not difficult with normal people.
Was there any Yom study who were really up to
children? American society, you know, poor choice, you know.
So what's what Olam do you look for? So an individual can pick and choose which Olam takes as an example?
We say, no, normal people.
Who defines who's normal?
I'll tell you another story. You know, a certain person was learning the mind, full of patterns. So then that basic of a family taste wisdom about tallness and others, very difficult. So the Bhagavan says, Makshivaya. So one to know the world rests in the world. So he has some in the world. He says the world in the world. So he's silent. He'll go outside. And you met the police. So yes, you said, what's the shop? So he looked at him as if he were crazy. He said, well, that's not there. He'll go to the market. He went to the market, yes, they all sold it to him. So then he said, he'll enter the post office. They are just the real world. The post office, you know, these deliver mail from one part of the world. So they all looked at him as if he was bad. So then he passed by a theater. So he went in the theater. So they looked at him as if he were crazy. Then he decided, he exhausted from almost every place. One thing he didn't exhaust, the Bisnevash. Going to Bisnevash, he went into Bisnevash, he saw two Yeshiva Baharim, so they're learning this taste verse, and that commands and says, that's the real world. So that's a joke, but that's true. That was true, you know, years ago. So those who are involved in learning, they were involved in learning, and they worked hard after a full day's work. Of hard work, they went to this medrash and they learned. That was the real world, not today. Today is not the real world. When somebody decides he'll marry a girl who has a rich father and he'll support him all his life, that's not the real world.
But if he was Yosef Kuzur?
What?
If
he's Yosef Kuzur, right? I'll discuss it now, because there is still a mitzvah of Babeika. That's in the Rabbonon. Whether it's the Rabbonon, a field Rabbonon, or only in the humans, it's a child.
If they can't afford it, though, there's no heter?
They can't afford it.
For the child. They can't afford to have a child. They don't have enough money. So is there,
how much is enough money?
How much
well,
enough
whatever
money?
Is best for the woman. Mean,
do they have enough money to buy nice furniture and an ordinary car, but they don't have enough money if they have a child to have cable television?
The Rosh Hashanah said whatever is best for the woman.
That's right.
So if the woman
best
is...
For the woman, if the woman is normal. But if not, if the woman is just capricious. I get China seeking in birth control, but I decided I'm not going to be the heter of the Torah. Of the Torah, because I know of many Nakshay, certain Rabbanim or Nirshay. Because another of called up another of, you know that, what's his name? He's an author, a writer. So he said he's Avodah. Oh, the book. Gutenberg. No. Herman Wolf was very friendly with Dr. Tendler. So Dr. Tendler advised him to make a seder, and Dr. Tendler had a seder with him years ago in the Tarshishwai. So he met Ramesha with Dr. Ramesha. He was very impressed by Ramesha's ethical behavior. So he said, when he spoke, he said at a certain banquet of the young Israel, he says that today a rabbi does not have to know anything. He just has to know the nation's righteousness. So then he can pass small shyness. And this the situation it was, you have to know. The nation Feinstein is a tzaddik tomim and none of them. So anybody calls him up as to the Shire of the Apostles. Or I do have a
sit and do our best.